I think I had alluded last time when we got together that I was going to talk about traveling, and then suddenly, out of nowhere, my extraordinarily influential son said, "You know, what you should really do is you should do a podcast about traveling." So I thought about it and I said to myself, well, 70% of the US does not cruise. The 30% that does cruise is filling up 80 ships around the US faster than you could say boo. And so if that 70% were to actually want to step on ships, it would be a great thing for the cruising industry. And so I said, how about I talk to the Never Yet Cruisers? And with Josh's help, I figured out many extraordinary things in order to be able to not only start up a podcast, but also a YouTube channel. And it's been glorious, good fun. I should actually be recording right now for my stuff, but hey, let's do it for Josh because he's got somebody missing next week, and I appreciate every effort that he's put out.
Yeah, it was one of those the lady that was supposed to show up today, she was all like jet lag. Like, we can talk in June. I'm like, oh yay, I don't have anyone to fill next week.
June,
So
yeah, and that's we're going into May on Sunday. Mayday, mayday,
Mayday.
mayday.
So then tell those who don't know you a little about the show and what you get alluded to helping the non-travelers travel. What are
Yes,
what's
some of the things that have come up as I've been editing these shows, I have realized that I really say and I say and a lot. So I get to edit all of those out. I know that Josh doesn't do that as much, but you'll get to hear me unedited. It's really neat to be able to do your own production, to be able to look and see what you could do. And even where I have a tendency to make a dramatic pause and take a breath, and even get to edit those out. So I talk a little faster because I just seem to be all clipped together and everything is really going good.
yeah, he talks really fast. And some of those pauses, you should have left them though. But
Okay. Well, I have my patron here has told me something that I need to do, and I will in fact add that to my repertoire of not cutting everything into next to no time in between each of the words.
well, and it does seem very inhuman at times when you're just perfectly going and there's no pausing. The brain can't comprehend that because it's
Yeah,
like, wait,
especially at 2x, like the way you like to listen to
Oh
it.
my gosh, yeah, especially for me, you already sound like you're going chitter-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then I put on, it's like, bleh, done. Wait, what did you talk about? I have to re-listen to that now.
Those 5 minutes were 2.5 minutes. And what did he say?
All I heard was like a chipmunk going pretty
A chipa going capra.
much. So yeah, what are your plans with your podcast but also your YouTube?
Both of them, I would like to at least once a week put something together in order to keep sustaining it. Okay, I'll just say it. I've been obsessing on my analytics, as I
Yeah, he's
usually
been
do.
obsessing more about his analytics than producing stuff.
Well, yeah, I like to watch the ebb and the flow of people watching my stuff. So what I will be doing is once a week, I will produce something for YouTube.
You produce your podcast and then you try to make a YouTube over it.
Right. And so this last time I did a montage of pictures that I had taken in 2017 of Alaska. And then what I did was I split the screen in half and I started recording on Audacity, or
Audacity, yeah.
thank you, tried to fit it within the length of time that I had for each of the pictures. And then I'd adjust the picture length accordingly and be able to produce something that was actually relatively watchable for 10 and a half minutes. When I first had 1 minute for every single one of my pictures, and there were 93 of them, that was an hour and a half. And I thought, Then I asked Josh, he said, oh, people's attention spans are maybe 5 seconds if you're really lucky, 10 if they're like staring at it and ogling. So I said, okay, well, I brought it down to 15 seconds each, and that brought it down to about 20-ish minutes. And then I started editing in my comments, and suddenly it's 10 and a half minutes, and people still only watch about 3.5 minutes of it.
They really do. Yeah, and it's the one part I can't figure out how to get them, how to set a good hook for them to stay till the end.
Maybe we have to invest in going into those YouTube conferences. I think there's one coming up in LA months or something. I don't know.
Well, it's also, we're both just kind of amateurs playing at this thing. Like some of the people I know who do this full time and make good money from it, they figured out already the psyche of the watcher, what clickbaity phrase they have to say in the beginning for them to watch all the way to the end. I'm sitting here going like, dude, I'm just making this because people yell that they don't see my face kind of thing. So I'm like, fine, it's on my YouTube channel. Go check it out.
Wonderful.
Well, and it's just, that's the only reason I did it. Cause like one of my guests was like, oh, I never didn't see your face. I thought you were like one of those faceless YouTubers. I'm like, nope. It's just inconvenient to upload everything to YouTube. It really is. So you mentioned the cruising, but are you actually going to like actually film you going on a cruise?
Absolutely. I look forward to having my whole family there. I'll probably have to have them all sign model release forms.
It's going to be fucking weird. He'll do it.
No, I won't. No, I won't.
He's going to film us without consent, man.
I can't show my merch, but this is part of it. It's a actual skeleton key with a greeting warding on the key, which is the hi there. Where you see Smythe, you can see hi. So that's my merch. It's
I wasn't gonna upload the video.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it. I get to talk about my merch though. So anyway,
about it.
Be it as it may. In the meantime, traveling, yes, and photographing. Absolutely. And in fact, I just noticed on one of the YouTubes that I watched that there is a type of selfie stick that is self-aware of its stickiness, and that you can put a GoPro on it and it will edit out the GoPro. So if you keep it down by your waist there, the whole stick is edited out just by the GoPro itself.
So yeah, most GoPros can do that now.
Okay, well, I was freaking impressed. In the meantime, then I will be able to take pictures of Venice while we're there. We're going up to Croatia and the Krka National Park waterfalls, eat some Croatian food. Then the next stop, we're going to stop and have Croatian wine, mind you, near Korčula. Then after that, we have a day at sea. And then we're going to go to Mykonos and Rhodes and Ephesus. And then end up in Athens. And yes, I should think that pictures will be quite appropriate for that. But up until that point, I've still got all of my pictures from 2019's early, like April 2019's trip to the Eastern Caribbean. We went through, well, we did a golf cart tour around Grand Turks. We did a spelunking tour on San Juan, and then we did some snorkeling at a shipwreck and in looking at sea turtles, U.S. Virgin Islands. And so all of those, and be able to put those up and be able to make comments about what was happening and how nifty it was. And then after that, I've got the Mexican Riviera from just this January. And so I've got some stuff, but I've been asked by some friends to do a little bit about solo cruising. I have a friend who's a divorcee, and so he's well into cruising. And then I have another one who's done a lot of cruising, a widower, and he's trying to figure out how he can afford cruising in these times, because there's a thing called single subsidy, subsidy.
Yeah, they charge you more for being single, essentially.
Right. You have to pay for that extra person that isn't even there.
Right.
And otherwise you have to work with a travel agent and be able to get the tank in the background.
You can hear that?
No.
I have the noise gate up. I shouldn't be able to hear that.
I was just messing with you, buddy.
Half asleep. I'm like, no.
Mexican Riviera. Yeah, you just, you know, for those of you that do follow the Josh Bolton show or where he goes and has interviews, he just finished up a 2.5 or 3 hour odyssey of being interviewed on another thing where he was drugged through the Johnny Depp muck for an hour. And then finally he got to talk about his stuff. So it's actually amazing that he's able to spin some yarn at this point and have his way with this talking thing. I was at Mexican Riviera, looking forward to that. And also the solo cruising with subsidies. So you have to work with your travel agent really well. They can keep an eye out when you can't, when little things come up. Sometimes you can actually get a cruise the two-person occupancy cabins are actually less than what you would pay for a solo cruise. So if you work with a travel agent, they can probably find you the ability to do what you need and get you on those boats when you'd like to go.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's the one thing about the human part of this whole thing. Because like when you just said that, I'm thinking, yeah, they could get one client that wants to go solo. They have another client that goes solo. It's like, hey, like you two are just going to go in the same room. Nothing's going to happen. It's just so cheaper. I'm assuming, and half delirious right now. So,
yep. And that there are also things like that where I think it's like called Cruise Mate, where you can say, you know, I'm going cruising. I need somebody in the cabin also, kind of like get a match of someone that you'd be willing to cruise with. I couldn't do it because there was one time I went on a committee thing and tried to share a room with somebody. And my wife loves me very much because this guy, towards the early morning when he hadn't slept very well, finally punched me in the back to wake me up so that I wouldn't snore anymore. So at that point, I realized, you know what, on these committee things, I have to be by myself. It's just, I don't have a CPAP machine.
He sounds like a freaking chainsaw when he gets snoring. Oh my gosh. When I was younger, I'm sitting there going like, oh my God, there's a monster in the other room for chainsaw. Go away. He's like, oh, it's just dad.
Well then my brother can up you on that, buddy. Octopus on the bottom bunk of the bed, what with being miserable with allergies and eczema, having taken to sucking my thumb, which it severely added to the overbite that my family already has. So sucking thumb, can't breathe through the nose, wheezing from asthma. And so, yeah, it was, there's an octopus under my bed. Yeah, evidently, I should be checked for sleep apnea because they tell me that I do stop breathing at times.
You do, and it's freaking scary at times. Our walls are paper thin.
Yeah,
When I do get a normal night's sleep, I'm awake and just laying in my bed, I hear him going snoring like, and suddenly, and I'm sitting there like, oh dear Lord, and it keeps going. Like, oh yeah. Please.
I mean, I don't think that I would. I mean, I've already had a really tough life when it comes to being able to breathe. I don't think a CPAP machine would be something that I could. I like sleeping on my stomach, big as it is. I like sleeping on my side, and I like sleeping on my other side. I fall asleep really quickly.
You toss and turn like crazy too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I can peel the top off the side of the bed just from one night's sleep, even with my wife on the other side. It's like, yeah, okay. How about that? Anyway, enough about me.
This whole show is about you. What are you talking about?
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I feel special.
You should.
Maybe I should put this up on my Corals and Coriolis podcast.
Sure. I can send you the audio. You can edit it up and clean out all those yawns. I'm not going to.
I'll do it. I might even clean out my my attempt at snoring. Anyway.
If you're hearing this on his podcast feed.
Yeah. So you'll have to check the Josh Bolton show, and you'll have to check the Corals and Coriolis podcast.
Yep.
So anyway, what else do we want to talk about? Flying out of LAX, going into Copenhagen.
Okay.
I asked my world traveling daughter, we've got 6 hours in Copenhagen. Can we go out and see the city? She said, Dad, seriously, getting just through customs, no, we can't even think about that. You just got to sit in the airport for 6 hours. So then from Copenhagen, about 1:30 in the afternoon, or maybe it's 3:30, flying up and over the Dolomite Mountains, part of the Alps, and then down into Venice. Hang out in Venice. I think the more I think about it, we're getting in at like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock at night. And that's Central European summertime, which is perfect for Josh. He is
working on night shift. Yeah.
Yeah. Working night shift. He'll just be like, I'm ready. I'm going.
All right, everybody. What are you all jet lagged for? Let's go. Get that Italian coffee in you. Let's go.
And we'll be strapping our arms to him so he can carry us and our bags as we're dragging behind him. It'll be fun. But then staying at a wonderful Airbnb by Roberto and Francesca, I think so. Anyway, in the Canaletto portion of the city of Venice. It's really close to the train station, because I thought we were going to go to the Magnaera port, which is not too far away, but evidently the Italians have gotten even fussier about being able to get ships in there. There are no ships that are anywhere near the island of Venice anymore. The Italian government shut that down a year ago because of protests by the people. So now we have to take a 2-hour trip all the way over to Trieste, and then we'll go from there on our trip down to Split, and then Korčula, day at sea, and then we're going to Mykonos, and Rhodes, and then Ephesus. Dinner in the sky.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Are you really? You said you were nervous about
that. Well, because you're strapped in. The only thing that's scary, but they've done it so many times, is the cable snapping with us.
Oh, dude, there's like, it's a 120-foot crane, and it has hundreds and thousands of pounds of cabling.
Exactly. That's where I'm like, I'm not too, that's the only thing I'm worried about. We're literally strapped into this thing like Formula One racer. Anything moves, like, we're just going to be sitting there as the whole thing goes. Part I'm not scared about.
Well, think stable thoughts in the earth at the time.
The only thing I'm worried about is dropping my phone from 120 feet in the air.
Yeah, you can always buy a new one. Just take the SD card out. Hopefully it's
still intact. Didn't obliterate.
Yeah. Or put a little granny granny glasses things with it on it.
Well, I have the little carrying pouch. I'll just put it in there.
That'll work too. Yeah, it will work. And then flying back, we get to fly. It's the A to Z flight, Athens to Zurich. And I'm really interested in what we'd be able to see as far as the Alps from the Zurich airport. But I have a feeling that we're going to be quite a ways away. But it'll be neat to look at them as we're flying up and over them. And then from Zurich, the 3 hour on the clock trip from Switzerland to LAX. It's because we're chewing up 8 or 9 hours of time as we're going west. So even though it's only 3 hours on the clock and we land at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, we'll have left at 1:30 p.m. Central European Time.
Time doesn't exist, man. It's just a construct.
It's a construct that you just can't believe because it's not really there.
It's just a fabrication to keep the sheep in line, man.
If you go twice as fast as you're going, then you'll arrive at the same time you left.
It's really cool. Dude, man.
Dude, it's like you just sort of teleported there.
But yeah, it is kind of trippy though when it comes to planes like that. You're like, I left at 1, but it's now 4.
And here I am in LA. And it's blinking hot again, as usual. Yeah,
I am not looking forward to that. Going from like a tropical cool breeze.
No tropics. We're in Northern Europe in the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean doesn't even have cool breezes because it's August.
Does it have a humidity?
Yes, it's the Mediterranean basin.
Good.
Yes.
Better than our freaking California heat where it's like, you want a humidity? None for you.
Well, until July when we get the thunderstorms and it's just
and then it's wretched. Just like
okay. So where can we go from here? Solo cruising. What else can I say? The people that I watch that I have to reference, you know, Tony from La Lita Loca, Emma from Emma Cruises, Ilana from Life Well Cruised, Barry, Cruise Hip TV. They all have a lot of information about cruising cheaply or cruising solo. Oh, so does Gary Bembridge from Tips for Travelers.
I'm getting his podcast recommended now to me because I listen to yours.
Wow. Cool. I have no idea what similarities. I mean, he's got over 250,000 viewers.
Well, for you, that's where I was when you first chose the name. I was like, okay, his podcast is Essential Cruise Tips.
Tips for Travelers.
Nope. That's his is Essential Cruise Tips.
Oh.
I think Tips for Travelers is a different one. Or he started another one.
Maybe.
But yeah, that's where I keep getting it because I listen to yours.
Any others?
Well, let me pull up Podcast Addict. I got none.
Okay, it's good to be affiliated with the king, and he certainly is the king.
Yeah. So I went to yours. Scroll to the bottom. The paid ad one, Species Unite. Then the other one is Cruise Tips TV Unplugged. That's by Sherry. And then the similar one is Essential Cruise Tips by Gary Bembridge.
You know what? That's his podcast side. Okay. Because his YouTube side is Tips for Travelers.
But that's the way he phrased it is a search one.
Right.
You would type in Tips for Travelers for going to this place.
Right. And he's pretty much, you know, he does cruising, but you know, he does other stuff as well. So pretty cool. All right.
You're associated with
some good people,
Sherry and Gary for the cruising community.
I like it. I truly like it. Good, good, good. We've done at least about 20 minutes. Maybe I can slap this up on my stuff and you can have it for next week or perhaps next week during the week, Saturday. No, next week is.
I'm busy this Saturday.
Anyway, we'll work something out, but you can certainly put this up on yours as well.
Oh, why, thank you.
Oh, well, thanks for recording it for me and then sending it to me so I can edit it for me and then use it for me. Well, maybe not. I can edit that out. But,
bad Brucey, I turn off.
I am useful in a utilitarian way at times. He's yawning again.
I've tried to keep it under wraps too.
We will say goodbye for now.
And goodbye, thank
you,
everyone.
Everybody. What are your, where can people find you on the web or things like that? Please give me a tagline. You're the host.
Well, where they can find you is your corals and coriolis.
Yeah, I'm going to do that after, but I'm asking you. As if
they can see it in the description, my man.
Okay, well.
They just look at my name and they'll find it.
The Josh Bolton Show. And it's so easy to Google.
Pretty much if you type my name in now, it comes up.
Yeah. Not so much on mine. You can find my YouTubes, the latest from Bruce Locksmith with a space. And then that will cause the playlist to come up. But I'm also Corals, Corals, and Coriolis, Coriolis.com.
I'll have the link in the description. Don't worry about it.
Well, okay. Edit.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Now I have to
I'm not editing anything. No.
I can edit it for you where you can have your snarky comments and it'll be good. We're going to do this.
Okay.
It's going to be a mutual effort. Wow. He inspires me to get more fired up while he's like nosediving. About it right now is in Europe, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is like my 1 a.m. I'm really pushing my luck.
Yeah. And so when we get to Europe at 5:02 p.m. Pacific time, he'll be like, yeah, baby,
let's do this.
We're going. And so it's going to be fun to watch him as he's like skipping around Venice.
Yeah, everyone's all jet lagged and tired. I'm like, I do this every day. You get used to the tired.
That's where the last comment about that is looking at things to do, like excursions for the Saturday that we're there. We get in Friday night after traveling from Thursday afternoon, get in Friday night. And it's like looking at Saturday morning. Josh will be awake, but I think the other three of us will be like, what?
I'll probably be on my laptop writing some stuff with my, if I snuck out and got to a local coffee shop.
There are many.
Oh yeah.
Alrighty. So it's exciting. We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to share it too, one way or another, photographically or audially or.
Well, we're probably going to film some videos too. Our martial arts instructor is going to want to see it too.
Yeah. Yeah. He's already, gotten dibs.
Oh yeah, he's like gunning for it. He's like, if Josh is sick, I can be a Josh. I can be cute and small.
Cute and small.
That does not match him at all.
No.
So
and Josh isn't even
I'm not even small. No.
Maybe cute.
I wouldn't go there, but okay.
Yeah, you did. I have to because I wasn't gonna take cute away from you, buddy. All right. We are going to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for kindness. You don't have a Patreon account, do you?
I do.
Oh, yes, he does.
My first patron.
And my wife is the second patron.
Which is just under his name.
Through my email.
And his credit card.
Yeah, so look for the little thing in the Josh Bolton Show down at the bottom and be a Patreon and enjoy. Maybe some live presentations where it's just Josh and I, and he's answering questions and I can help him by making sure that he gets questions, by booting out trolls off their stony butts. And
well, I would just say, if you guys like this energy of me and him, I'm trying to figure out how to do more live streams. It just doesn't seem to work on YouTube well. My last attempt got knocked out, so trying to figure out maybe make it a Patreon exclusive where it's like an Ask Me Anything or Ask Bruce Anything while Josh is in the corner drinking a hard soda.
And remember, when you actually put into the comments that you'd like to have a question answered, put question in capitals in the front. Okay. All right. We're going to cut it there.
All right.
Where's your finger to shut this off? Put it up in the air.